Shabbat Shalom. A midrash tells us that some of the Israelites leaving Egypt were looking down as they walked, only seeing the mud beneath their feet. Had they only looked up, they would have seen the incredible sight of the sea splitting on either side of them. They missed the miracle. All they saw was brown mud and their own tired feet. This week's parasha is called Re'eh. See, behold, look up. What miracles are we not experiencing? Simply because we are not opening our eyes. Jewish texts refer many times to raising one's eyes or opening one's eyes, and only then being able to receive the presence of God. When we raise our eyes, we take in what is beyond our limited perceptions. One, Hagar. Hagar is banished to the desert. She cries out in desperation to God, terrified that she and her child will die of thirst. She is so caught up in her anguish that she doesn't notice that there is a well of water right beside her. It is only when an angel calls out that she opens her eyes and sees. Two, just a few weeks ago, we read about Balaam setting out on his donkey to curse the Israelites. The donkey swerves again and again off the path. Balaam doesn't see what is causing the donkey to swerve. He strikes the donkey again and again, trying to force it onwards. The donkey speaks to him, calling into question Balaam's actions. It is only then that Balaam's eyes are opened and he discovers an angel blocking their path. Three, after he tricks his father and steals his brother's birthright and blessing, Jacob runs away. In the desert, at nightfall, with only a rock for his pillow, Jacob sleeps and dreams that he sees angels climbing up and down on a ladder between heaven and earth. Upon opening his eyes at daylight, Jacob says, "Surely God was in this place, and I did not know it." In our daily morning prayers, we recite the bracha, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, pokeach ivrim. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, sovereign of the universe, who opens the eyes of the blind. We ask God each and every day to open our eyes because we know that there is so much that we are missing. What is right in front of us? If only we could lift our eyes and see. What sources of help are we blind to? What moments of holiness are we not perceiving? Walking the streets of New York City, so many of us are looking down at our phones, like the Israelites looking at their feet as they crossed the Red Sea, and we miss so much. This coming Thursday, we start the month of Elul, the month that precedes Rosh Hashanah. Traditionally, this is a time to begin doing a cheshbon ha-nefesh, an accounting of our souls. To be open to holiness in our lives requires a different kind of seeing. We traditionally blow the shofar every day during the month of Elul precisely to help wake us up, to spur us to start seeing things differently, to open our eyes to new avenues of perceptions. Rabbi Alan Liu writes poetically about this moment in the Jewish calendar as we make the shift towards this month of Elul. He writes, "You are walking through the world half asleep. It isn't just that you don't know who you are and that you don't know how or why you got here. It's worse than that. These questions never even arise. It is as if you are in a dream. A great horn sounds, calling you to remembrance, but all you can remember is how much you have forgotten. Every day for a month, you sit and try to remember who you are and where you are going. Remembering who we are, who we want to be, takes work. It takes faith. It requires an intentional shift. This season urges us to open our minds, our eyes, and to realign ourselves, to fully open our hearts to the possibility of insight, connection, and healing. We enact the ancient words of the psalmist who wrote, "I lift my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come? My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth." Shabbat Shalom.